This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 21, 2020, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Partly cloudy today, temps in the mid-80s. In Beverly, residents and members of the planning board are expressing concerns about plans to build a five-story apartment building on Cabot Street in the middle of downtown. Salem News reporter Paul Layton writes that these concerns include the displacement of artists who work in the current building, the loss of a popular store, and the elimination of 98 parking spaces. There was public pushback yesterday in Beverly for the planned closing of the Beverly Hospital Birth Center. At a public hearing held at the Vittori Rocky Post, leaders and residents urged the hospital to reverse their decision, and many spoke about the high-quality care they had received at the hospital. With a new interviewing program in place for the Swampscott Police Department, town residents are getting more involved with police hiring process. The Daily Item reports that the program will be presented to the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention, and it may become a national model. And the Linway Pipeline construction continues this summer on the Route 1A roadway for a sewer pipeline that serves the town of Nahant. Town manager Antonio Barletta has told the Item that this project should be completed sometime in August. Check back throughout the day for news and sports updates here at msonewsports.com. Sports with Bill Newell next.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO Sports. The Red Sox are off until Friday night when they play host to Toronto. The North Shore Navigators were 8-2 winners over Keene last night. The two teams will meet again, but this time in Keene this evening at 6:30. Little League Section 4 pool play from last night in Lynn. It was Peabody West 6 and over nothing. And in the earlier game, it was Reading topping Gloucester 7-4. The state championship Lynn Babe Ruth team meets Vermont Friday in Keene, New Hampshire, in their opening game in the New England Regional Tournament. We have a complete post on MSO News Sports on that Lynn Babe Ruth team. And the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows return this weekend to MSO News Sports with Nick and Nick. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us today on North Shore Today.